Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are asking for your presence. We want to take authority over every spirit. In every spirit that wants to interfere, wants to distract, we come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you clear the environment externally as well as internally. We take authority over our thoughts. We take authority over our emotions. We ask for your divine presence. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's just as important, not sometimes, but all the time. That we have our ears anointed to hear, as well as it is necessary for us to have our minds, or the speaker have his mind anointed, in order to speak in the Spirit of God. I have found one of the hardest things in life to do on the continuum is to think about God. You make a decision that you're going to read the Bible. And you sit down to read the Bible. And all of a sudden your text messages starts coming in. Somebody is calling or calling your name. Or you begin to think about something that you were going to do and you forgot, or something or another to take your mind off of God. We are not disciplined people in the thought of trying to think or to concentrate on God for any length of time. It seems like something is always intervening. Hallelujah. You know, I was very blessed by Brother Martin's teaching this morning. Very blessed. He was giving to you and I the principle or the law of the spirit of spiritual warfare. Well, at least in one aspect, in one point. There were many different points. But in the respect to Romans 6:16, is a principle of spiritual warfare. And it says, if I can just kind of paraphrase it, it says that to whomsoever you yield yourself servants to obey, his servant you become. So when the devil, when Adam submitted himself to the devil by the eating of the fruit, he gave away away his position of authority, and he became subservient to the devil. But there is an exception that God put into that principle. You know what I mean by an exception? You can sign a contract to buy a car. And you are obligated to make payments on that car. And if you do not make the payments by the rules of the contract, if you miss a payment, they will come and take the car. It's the same here, right? Praise the Lord. But if they put an exception in the contract, and they say, if in the event you become ill and you cannot work and cannot make payments, there will be given to you a period of grace. Do you understand?
Amen.
Well, there is an exception in the aspect of what God has written in the rules pertaining to humanity, devil, hell, and heaven. And that exception is called free will choice. Did you hear me?
Amen.
It's called free will choice. The reason why the devil cannot stop you from getting saved is because you have free will choice. But free will choice is conditional on the basis of what it is that you want.
Karena dia yang mau kesabutan na kay kagawasan may tungod sa unsay imong gusto.
Did you hear me? That means that you and I, that though we are sold under sin because of what Adam and Eve did, if we choose heaven, then we can be liberated from hell. But in the reverse, if we want hell, we lose heaven. Hello? Are you there? Now, the devil probably wants to convince you and I that we are subjugated to sin. Because we are human. Because we are imperfect. But the Bible tells us that we have the right to choose whether we want heaven or hell. And if you and I determine to choose heaven, there is nothing that hell can do to stop it. When God created the earth, He put Adam and Eve in the garden. He had a plan in His mind. He already had the thought of what it was that He wanted in the end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't defeat and failure. It wasn't futility and frustration. Did you hear me? You have to think of God in regards to the world and humanity. You must think of God as the architect of it. And God isn't going to do anything that would cause Him to lose in the end. God isn't going to do anything that would cause you to be a loser in the end. Hallelujah. But you have to, first of all, know what it is that God had in His mind. And some of those thoughts we have been sharing with you during this time frame. Hallelujah. And I trust as the days go on, and as you get into the Word, God will reveal to you more of His plan. Hallelujah. Now, I want to show you in the Word that God was very much aware of the end as well as the beginning. This is a new Bible for me, so if you will bear with me. The devil tried to destroy my old one. I want the
Biblia.
I want the verse that talks about the lamb being slain. Is it Revelation 17? Hallelujah. God had a plan and He made provision for you and I right from the start. He knew what was going to happen with Adam and Eve in the garden. God knew about it. But God did not have to worry about it. Because he had a plan. There was a purpose. 13:8. Hallelujah. And he made provision for that plan from the very beginning. Revelation. Revelations chapter 13. If you don't have your Bible, I would appreciate it that you write it down and go home and read it.
Oh.
By the way, I'm going to put your faith to a test. I'm going to put your desire for God to a test. You see, this is the Word of God. It was written by man. It has some mistakes in it. But the mistakes that are in it are inconsequential. Because you have something called the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is able to speak to you if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he is able to speak to you out of this word. And he will tell you what it is that he, God, is all about. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to put a little test before you. And there's going to be a manifestation of it because I believe it. If you don't have a Bible, don't ask me for a Bible, ask God for a Bible. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? You see, God wants you to have His Word more than what you maybe want the Word of God. But if you have a hunger for God and you go to God and you say to Him that you want to hear Him speak to you through His Word and you don't have a Bible. And if you are sincere, because God knows, God will give you a Bible. Because God wants you to know about Him. The Catholic Church did not want you to know about God. So they took the Bible and they hid it down in their basement. And they would not let you, as a people, or me, read the Bible. Hallelujah. What does that tell you about the Catholic Church? They do not want you to read the Bible. They do not want you to have a Bible. Because they do not want you to know that you can talk to God. Not only do they not want you to talk to God, but they do not want God talking to you. Hallelujah. So, if you have a desire to know God, then it is God's responsibility. If you are hungering and thirsting after Him, them that hunger and thirst after him. They shall be filled. And God has provided the information between these two covers to feed us with what is expedient for life, growth, and development. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we go to Revelations, the 13th chapter. I was talking about the provision that God made. Chapter 13, verse 8. Well, it was verse 8, right? Yes, 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. That is the beast. We're talking about the rising of the Antichrist. So how far did you go?
Verse 8.
Yes. Now we're talking about the Antichrist. The Antichrist is nothing more than the personification of wickedness within the human realm. The Bible not only calls it Antichrist, but it calls it the son of perdition. Have you heard that terminology? Son of perdition. Have you heard that phrase, that terminology? Do you know what that is?
Son of perdition. Anak sa kalaglagan. O sa pagkalaglag.
Praise the Lord. It's a nature that comes to a position or a place of fullness who has as its father the devil.
Hallelujah.
Ini nga mao nga sitwasyon, mao na kini siya ang bunga sa pagpakasala nga ni.
Hallelujah.
Mao na gayud ang yawa.
And there are two destinies and two destinies only.
Dunay duha ka destinasyon.
That we as Christians, or we as humans, are able to obtain. On the good side, it is called the Son of God. The sons of God. On the good side. On the bad side, it is called the sons of perdition. And the sons of perdition are spoken of in Revelations as those who have received the mark 666 within their foreheads. And let me tell you something. We all have that capability of becoming 666. Because it is not a mark or a stamp. But it is a mindset, a way of thinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you and I were born in the natural, we were all stamped with the mark 666. 6:6.
Kinahanglan nga hunungon kay nato ang pagbato ni anak nga maong marka nga 666.
It was a prophetic mark.
Kay kana siya nga pagkamarka o saka gipanagna na.
It was a prophetic destiny.
Onya gipanagna na kana nga maong destinasyon.
Because Romans says
tungod kay ang libro sa Roma nagapag
that we were that everyone that was born after the fall of Adam was born under the spirit of death.
Amen.
Natao sila.
Hello. So 666 is synonymous with darkness. It is synonymous with sin. It is synonymous with the nature or the character of Satan. Hello? Are you understanding?
Huh?
So if you're understanding, then you should be a little frightened.
Siguro mahadlok na ka, doon na kay kahadlok.
Of the potential that is in you to miss God.
Kanang mga sa bahin sa mga butang ang gibuhat o gihatag sa Dios kanimo sama sa otoridad na kinahanglan dili gyud ka magpakyas nini.
And we can miss God. I noticed they took your notes off of there. That's too bad.
Mapakyas kita o miss.
When he was talking about eating.
Sa iyang gisgutan niya ang maitungod sa pagkaon.
One physician was feeding on Christ.
Or
feeding on the Word of God.
And
the other one was in the starving to death of the nature or the mindset of sin. Hello? Hallelujah. And all of this boils down to what I am saying. You see, the devil does not want you to know that there are, first of all, two destinies. Now, if I'm going to say something. And you may have a hard time with it. But getting saved, being born again, does not guarantee you a place in heaven. Getting into heaven is dependent on the choices you make after you receive the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is nothing in the gospel of the kingdom that you can call eternal security. Hallelujah. In one of the books of Peter, Peter admonishes the church. He's instructing the church to make their calling and election sure. You can go out of this room and really not understand much of what we're saying about sonship. But I trust that you will not go out of this room without realizing the power of the salvation that you have lies within your ability to choose to do the right thing. Hallelujah. 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 Oh yes, you clap now, but I don't know that you will clap later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You play baseball here, right?
Baseball.
You know baseball?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That's good. I have a word for you, Brother Lito. I saw you earlier today. And what I saw was like a baseball game. And it wasn't a baseball game like they have baseball here. It was just the work and the position, the place of God, and the move and the work of God. And I heard a cry come over the loudspeaker. And the cry was, batter up. Do you have that term? Batter up?
Batter up.
Batter up.
Yeah.
You know what it is. It's the guy that's coming up to the hill. Come on, we're playing baseball. We're not cooking, we're playing baseball. Hallelujah. And I heard the cry, batter up. Batter up. The batter. And everybody turned to the dugout. You know what the dugout is. That's where all the players sit in the little fence cave. And I saw you standing, as it were, in the opening. Hallelujah. And I could tell it was your turn. Hallelujah. And there was something. I hope you're getting this. I don't know what you're saying, so I hope you're getting this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you had this feeling of trepidation. It was a feeling of concern, a feeling of nervousness. Because it almost seemed in the vision that your time at the bat was very critical and very crucial. Not only for yourself, but for the work or for the sake of the game that you were playing. And the game is the work of God that you are involved with. Hallelujah. And because of that sense of responsibility, there was something of a drawing back in you. But I heard something in the Spirit. And I knew that it was the voice of God speaking to you. And what the voice said is that you can do it. Because there was something of a special anointing that God was going to put on you. And it was going to be an anointing of boldness.
Hallelujah.
Boldness.
Boldness.
To be bold. To be brave. Not only were you going to be bold and brave, but you were going to have the courage to be able to step out in front of everybody else. Hallelujah. Not holding back. Not pushing somebody else to the front. But realizing that position and that anointing. And I see you, as it were, taking a step. And as you take the step, there is something of a charge of energy that comes into you. Hallelujah. And as it comes into you, it begins to break some ancestral bondages. Hallelujah. It begins to loose you from things that have tied and held you back. But the position of deliverance came in obedience to the cry that was being issued of batter up. Hallelujah. Did he get it? Or did you lose it?
I lose the end.
You can't lose the end. The end's the best part. Hallelujah. Maybe we should pray for you. Hallelujah. Your deliverance comes in your obedience to move with the call that is being cried in the Spirit to you even right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Brother Lito, if people begin to get irritated with you because you're always moving, don't worry about it. Just be obedient to God. Hallelujah. 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 So God has made a provision to us and for us in the very beginning. Hallelujah. From the very beginning, Revelations chapter 13, we were reading at. And it says that everybody was worshiping the beast, except those names that were written in the book of life. That is a verse. I'm just reiterating the verse he read. Verse 8. Go ahead and read it again, brother. Okay, I read that was verse 8, right? Okay, and it says, all them that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose name was not written in the book of life, that of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear it? The lamb was slain when? Ask it. Ask the question. When was the lamb slain? You just read it. From when? From the very beginning. Now, why would God slay the lamb before the building of the earth? Why would He do that? Because He knew what Adam and Eve and the devil were going to do. And because He knew it, He created an avenue of escape for him. Did you hear me? The lamb was already slain before Jesus Christ came. It took four? 4,000 years from the time of this word. This word in Genesis. It took 4,000 years for that word to manifest itself in a man called Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But the principle that Revelation speaks about was manifested a number of times throughout the Old Testament. Hallelujah. And it was manifested in the lives of certain individuals. Hallelujah. The first of which I want to talk to you is Enoch. Do you know Enoch? Do any of you know Enoch? Enoch? I want to see your hands. Well, some of you know about Enoch. Do the rest of you go to church? You know, it kind of puzzles me what you guys learn in church. Because it seems like you don't know the stories in the Old Testament. So I'm wondering what you teach or what they preach at church.
Raise their hands.
And to ask some questions.
Yes, to ask some questions. Maybe they cannot answer in English way, but.
Well, I'm just asking if they've ever heard of Enoch.
Oh, nakaila ba kuno kamo ni Enoch?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Enoch invoked the principle of life in the covenant of blood. Hallelujah. Enoch invoked the principle of life.
Hallelujah.
That was in the principle of the shedding of the blood of God. Hallelujah. How much more power do we have in our ability to invoke that principle with the fact of the blood that was shed on Calvary? How much more power? We get it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is power that you and I possess.
Amen.
In the Spirit because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And because we have that power, we have no excuse to sin. We have no excuse to sin. Sin is something we do not because we have to. Sin is something we do because we want to. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Did you get it? You don't sin because you have to. You do not sin because you have to sin. You sin because you want to. Well, the next time you sin, I hope you say amen. Because what you are dealing with is your soul. What you are dealing with is your soul. What you are dealing with is your position or place of eternity. And being born again gives you the power to choose the right thing. And you can imagine your position of salvation as a climbing a mountain. You can look at salvation.
Kining imong kaluwasan ang pagtrabaho ni sama manggod sa nagasaka ikaw sa hagdanan sa kaluwasan.
Hallelujah. And every decision you make is a step up the mountain.
Ang kanang desisyon nga imong mahimo mao ang pagsaka gayon sama sa pagsaka sa bukid.
But every wrong decision,
apan ang matag hayop nga mga desisyon,
every decision you make that is against God and your salvation,
kanang mga hayop nga desisyon nga imong nahimo mao kana ang pagsupat o pagpakigbatok sa Dios,
is a step backward.
Praise the Lord.
Are you understanding me? Let me tell you a secret. Sin is not passive.
Passive.
All right. What's another word for passive?
Inactive.
Huh? Inactive. Sin is not inactive.
Ang pagpakasala dili dai kini makusganon or
has an active agent in it that wants to change you back into what it was you were born out of.
Wala ay mahimo kini pagpakasala sa kagalingon makaigsoonan. Kung kita gusto man kita mopili dito sa langit kinahanglan nga dili gayud sa magpakasala. Kay kung magpakasala man kita, wa gayud kita mahimo diha ni ana.
As you make a step up the mountain, the Spirit of righteousness begins to change the way that you think.
Ang espiritu sa pagkamatarong mag
where you were rebellious in the beginning, with each step you become less rebellious. Where you have participated in sin before, you become more and more uncomfortable with that sin. You become uneasy, you become miserable, you become convicted. Now, this has to do with anger. This has to do with lust. This has to do with the things like depression and all of those things that work something contrary to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is supposed to change you as you climb in Him. But as we climb in God and we make the wrong decision not to climb, we take a step back and maybe take another step back, and something happens to our heart. I'm not talking about our physical heart, I'm talking about our spiritual heart. It begins to become what the Bible calls a hard heart. A hard heart is my inability to hear God. Hallelujah. But the decision is yours. And you have to know what it is that you are deciding. Hallelujah. How many of you have heard about the rapture? I want to see hands. Hold your hand up. If you've heard about the rapture. Hallelujah. Well, with the rapture, the doctrine of rapture, change is not necessary. You do not have to change to be raptured. All they tell you is that you have to be saved. So the doctrine of rapture robs you of your opportunity and the knowledge of overcoming. Robbed you of the opportunity and the knowledge of overcoming. Why would I have to overcome if I am saved and God is miraculously going to reach down and pull me out of the world and out of sin? Huh? The corruption robbed you of the ability to overcome.
Ang doktrina di ay sa rapture mo ay nag-
Hallelujah.
Kita.
God wants you to overcome.
Gusto sa Diyos na magmadaogon kayo kita.
God wants you to press through your humanity. You see, God never intended for you and I to be human in the beginning. God intended us to be divine, to be like Him. To be like Him. Hallelujah. Not like somebody else, but to be like Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have the position or the responsibility to make the right decision. God did for you with the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in the doing of it, God fulfilled His position of responsibility to us. And the responsibility now lies within our hands of coming to the position or to the place of what the Bible calls being a son. Hallelujah. You know, we should be teaching our children not to be like us, but to be like Jesus Christ. Husbands and wives should be working together to promote the nature of Christ in each of them. Not suppressing it, not putting it down, not putting it down or pressing it down, but encouraging it in the partner to come to that position or that place of Christ. Hallelujah. In our marriages, we spend a whole lot of time doing devil work more than God work. There is oftentimes a spirit of competition. The woman vying for a position of strength, the man resisting or vying or fighting for a position of strength. Of course, maybe Filipinos are different, right? You don't have the problem of competition. Hallelujah. But it is important for you to understand that if you desire to have the word of sonship, the word of sonship has to work in your personal, private life. Because it's God that sees. It's God that sees it. He knows the environment of your home. When the windows are closed and the shades are drawn and the doors are shut, God knows what's going on. I'm telling you, God knows what's going on. Not only does God know what's going on in your home, but God knows what's going on in your head. He knows your thoughts. He knows your thoughts. He knows your feelings. He knows your resentments. He knows your bitterness. Hallelujah. He knows your bitterness. And He knows what you are doing. When you don't think anybody knows what you're doing. God knows what you're doing. Hallelujah. God knows what you are doing. Hallelujah. God is not a picture on the wall. God is not a shrine set in the wall. He's not a stone or wood. He is a living, viable, walking, talking entity that is called Yahweh. Hallelujah. And He knows what you are doing. Hallelujah. And if you tell Him that you want to be His son, hallelujah, His looking into your affairs is done with a microscope. He gets right down into your personal, private business. Hallelujah. So, if you have lust in your heart, God knows it. And He wants to deliver you from it. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Because God wants to deal with the sin, and He wants to break the power that it has to send you to hell. Changing a bad habit. He wants to go down in the very depths of your and my soul and root it out. He wants to root it out. Hallelujah. So that when you look with your eyes, you do not covet.
Yes.
that is not yours.
Dili niya gusto nga makita o makita sa Dios nga magtan-aw ka nga mura ba kanang agkuhaon nimo o agnihon nimo.
Hallelujah. You do not want something that somebody else has.
Dili gusto sa Dios nga ikaw manghilabot.
Did you hear me? That somebody else has, then you do not want God. The hell out of you and out of me, we begin to drive the hell out of you. the great commandment was to love the Lord your God.
Hallelujah.
of God that He would come and visit you. God is now opening that door for you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How am I going to do this? How are you going to translate? Hallelujah. For surely saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For surely saith the Lord.
Amen. I'm just going on.
I am thy God. And I have brought thee to this place that I might deliver thee, saith the Lord. Into the light, saith the Lord. And I will give thee strength. I will give thee strength, saith the Lord. That thou might overcome, and that thou might walk in the midst of my son, saith the Lord. Unto me, and surely I will bring forth from the midst of thee my countenance, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Say not in thine heart that it is impossible, but surely I say that which is impossible with man is possible with God. I can change thee. I can relieve and move thee out of that place of captivity. I can give unto thee the spirit of liberty. Yea, saith the Lord. I am calling thee in this hour. Rise up in me, saith the Lord. And surely I shall give unto thee understanding. For I have called thee, and I have asked of thee that thou might respond even unto me, and receive the fullness that I have for thee in this hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus Christ, my God, we ask for the liberation of our sister. You see her circumstance. You see the place that she's in. The trials, the tribulation, the pressure that comes from the things that are around about her. My God, we just say right now, we release the Spirit of God into her environment. Loose it. We release the Spirit of liberty within her environment, oh God. And we ask, my God, that you grant unto her her petition, that you grant her supplication, and that you change not only her circumstance, but God, you change her into your image in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Things have not always been so easy. Oftentimes many things have come up to work against thee, and to push thee, and to prohibit thee, and to make things, as it were, more difficult for thee. Hallelujah. But I say unto thee, daughter, I am thy God. I am thy covering. I am thy shield. I am thy buckler. And yea, I say unto thee, I am thy God.
Amen.
And will I not be faithful unto thee?
Yes, Lord.
Yea, shall I not be faithful?
Hallelujah.
Shall I not do for thee what you have asked of me?
Yeah.
And shall I not strengthen thee, saith the Lord?
Yeah.
Yea, in the days to come,
yeah,
and the months to come, saith the Lord,
yeah,
I will strengthen thee.
Amen.
And I will bring into thee the revelation of my Son. I will give unto thee, saith the Lord,
yeah,
that which thou hast required of me. Surely I will give it. I will bring it, saith the Lord. For I have seen thy labor. I have seen thy sacrifice. And yea, I say unto thee, it is an acceptable thing. And I will move in thy circumstance to give unto thee that which thou desirest, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Things may seem a little strange.
Hallelujah.
Things may seem a little strange. But I say unto thee, dear one, that I am putting my hand upon thy life. I am covering thee. And I am putting around thee a shield, saith the Lord. That which is not of me cannot penetrate. Cannot come nigh unto thee. For I am placing, as it were, thee in a place of protection, saith the Lord. And I will give unto thee a heart of flesh. And I will give unto thee, saith the Lord, a mind that will understand the words that I speak unto thee. For surely I am thy God, and I desire to build my habitation within thee, saith the Lord. And I will surely give unto thee that which thou needest. Yea, in thy time of trouble, when thou criest out unto me, surely I will give thee that which thou needest. Father, we pray that you would minister to this little one. My God, bring the spirit of peace. My God, put around her that spirit of peace, that she might realize and sense that it is the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say unto thee, shirk not back. Pull ye not back.
Amen.
Pull not back, saith the Lord, from the place that I have put thee. For I say, my hand is upon thee. And you might want to go to the right. And you might want to go to the left. And you might want to plant your feet like a log in the ground. But I say unto thee, to resist me is futile. It is impossible to resist me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. For there are prayers. I see people on their face praying for you, young man. I see people in their closets praying for you. Hallelujah. And they're asking God to intervene in your life. Hallelujah. And God is responding to those prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 Young man, Hallelujah. Yeah, you, right there. It says leadership. It says leadership on your shirt. Hallelujah. Yeah? It's not just a shirt, it's a word of God. Do you hear me? It's not just a shirt, it's a word of God. Hallelujah. There's a calling, there's an election upon your life. And it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with Filipino. Hallelujah. It has everything to do with God. Hallelujah. You're not in the place that you're in, and you're not with the people that you're with by mistake. Hallelujah. It was something that was ordained from the beginning. Hallelujah. And there is an environment now that you have been privileged to be put into. Hallelujah. See that you do not abuse it. See that you do not handle it carelessly. Hallelujah. Because it's not unto people that you are responding, but it is unto God. And the thing that you are involved in is not your business, or not even their business, but it is God's business, and God will oversee His business. Hallelujah. So take advantage of your position in learning about God, about calling out to God, in getting God more from the outside into the inside. That is your position of responsibility. Hallelujah. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. My God, we lay hands on this young man. We're asking for the Spirit of God to speak to him. Speak to him about his place of transgression. Speak to him about his sin. Speak to him about his wrong ideas and his wrong motives. My God. But God, give unto him the spirit of repentance. Oh yes, that he will move into you. Hallelujah. In order to save his soul. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? I mean, can you really say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him. The man with the white shirt. He was sitting up here, now he's sitting back there. Hallelujah. 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 God doesn't want you at the back of the crowd. God wants you in the front of the crowd. Because he's calling you. There's an election upon your life. Hallelujah. You have resisted the move of God. As all of us have in times past. Hallelujah. But inside of you, in your heart, there is something that wants God. In spite of that which is called flesh that wants something else. Hallelujah. God is offering you today an opportunity. Hallelujah. God is offering and giving to you a position, a place, as it were, in His kingdom. Hallelujah. A call, an election. Hallelujah. That is yours to possess, yours to have. Hallelujah. If you want it. Hallelujah. It is within your heart. It must be something that you express to God and that you reach out to Him in order to receive what it is that He wants to give you. It is that what He will give you even right now. Hallelujah. As you open your heart unto Him. Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of darkness, every spirit that is contrary to the calling, to the election. We bind it by the blood. We say no more shall it have that place of preeminence within His thoughts. No more will it have that place of preeminence within His body. My God, listen, listen, listen. Give Him that soft and submissive spirit. Hallelujah. That responds to the word of God. My God, bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Let the blessing of God be upon Him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother. Brother, brother. You're like a full cup. You're like a full cup. I see a vessel and it's full to the brim. Hallelujah. God wants you to start pouring it out. Pouring it out. Pouring it out. Hallelujah. So that you can be refreshed. So that you can be filled again. Many times in the scriptures. Hallelujah. It says, I'm being full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Being full of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to start pouring out that oil. You need to start pouring out that wine. You need to start pouring out that revelation. My God. Hallelujah. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. My God, we anoint this brother. We release him in the Spirit, by the Spirit of God. We release him, my God. Hallelujah! That he might begin to pour out the crystal, the clear, the pure, the undefiled Word of God. Hallelujah! My God, it is not dependent upon his understanding. It is not dependent upon his intelligence. It is not dependent upon the knowing of the revelation, my God. But it is dependent upon his obedience, Jesus, unto you to pour out that which you have filled him up with. We ask it in Jesus' name. Give him opportunity. Give him opportunity. Let the doors open for him, Lord, that he might go forth with power. Hallelujah. That he might go forth with the spirit of humility. Oh my God. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, brother, I had the vision of you. And I see you. You're in, how do I say it? You were had your hands clasped in front of you and your head bowed. It was a spirit of meekness. It was like a spirit of humility. Hallelujah. And it was as though you were dressed in very shabby clothes. Not dirty clothes, but clothes that were not really fancy they look well used. Hallelujah. Clean, but well used. And I knew that it was like a spirit of humility. Hallelujah. That was upon you. And you would kind of like to come into a place with a crowd, and you would kind of try to hide yourself in the midst of the crowd as though you were ashamed, as you were in that place of being ashamed, not of your dress, but in the fact of your thought of yourself as being totally unworthy. Hallelujah. But I seen you as the Spirit of God begin to move upon you, and it would straighten you up. Hallelujah. And it would give you a boldness, and the garments would begin to change. Hallelujah. They would change to something white, and they had a golden sheen to it. Hallelujah. And as you begin to speak, it was like wine or a golden color, effervescent fluid was being poured out upon your head, and it would come down and flow out of your mouth. And as it flowed out of your mouth, hallelujah, and around, and began to spread out and around, many were coming with cups, and they were taking the bits or the pieces of the fluid that they could get, and as they would drink of that fluid, their countenance would change, their garments would begin to change, and there was healing, not so much in the physical, but in the spiritual sense. Hallelujah! People were being delivered. Hallelujah! People were being healed, and it was done in such a manner and in such a way that you had no awareness that it was happening. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! My God! Hallelujah! And when you were done, when the Spirit was finished, hallelujah, you again resembled, came back down, and I saw you shuffling, as it were, out of the door, going to the next place, going to the next assignment, going to the next position of responsibility. Yes! Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I hope that you are encouraged.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I hope that you are revived in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope that when you go out there, that you do not lose it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.